Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So did you know that May is National Barbecue Month? Whether you're firing up your grill in the backyard or experiencing the best barbecue ribs, brisket, and pork at your favorite hotspot, and only Elliot Bambra of WGN TV's Chicago's Best has made his way around town and in the burbs to find the best barbecue just for you, and he's in studio tonight. What's up, buddy?
DP!
What's happening?
Wow, I'm good.
Barbecue to me is like another food group.
It is this food group
I'm
in
serious.
Itself. It's the king of protein, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those only things you can do and go out, and if you went to any other restaurant and said, I'll do pork three ways, I'll have the beef, I'll do the chicken, mm-hmm. I'll have some sausage, I'll do that. You'd feel embarrassed to have that in front of you.
True.
You'd look like Mr. Creosote from Monty Python in The Meaning of Life,
nice.
And you'd look ridiculous. It's the only kind of place you can go to and order 16 different proteins, and people would be like, yeah, man, that's cool.
But you know what I'd like to do, too, is whether it's barbecue sauce or tomato sauce, if I really like it, I can do like a shot of it. Like, I can drink it.
That's when you know it's good, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I can do it. There's plenty of different sources and places we've been to where I'm like, dude, just give me either a straw or a loaf of bread and I'll just dunk it in this sauce because I can live off that.
And you're a guy that obviously just doesn't hang in Chicago. You hang out all over the country. You've been all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, barbecue is well known in so many parts of the country. Why is Chicago different?
Chicago is different, much like many other things that we do and we do well. And beside the fact that any other place in the country you go to, they're the only place that does barbecue right, of course, right?
Yeah,
everyone says that. You know, we do it the best.
Memphis, Texas, whatever it might be. Yeah.
Carolina, wherever it'll be. Everyone does it the best. And I think what we do here in Chicago is we have such an epicenter of great food, so many different ethnicities, so many different takes that we like pizza, like many other different varieties of food. We actually do it best, and Chicago does things best. But we also have a lot of people may not know this, have our own variety of barbecue.
See, I was going to ask you that because you know we don't. I was going to say, do we really have a style of barbecue here?
It isn't as celebrated as it is in other parts of the country, like Kansas, like Texas, where you know barbecue is front and center. Here in Chicago, for some reason, and for very good reasons, it's centered on the South Side. That's where Chicago style barbecue has its home from the Great Migration. Where people brought up their own style of cooking, and barbecue was one of the big mainstays. And it's not as celebrated because you know it's pushed down the ladder by things like pizza, by things like you know the Italian beef, by dogs. But Chicago has a great tradition of barbecue, and we should really celebrate it more. And the Chicago style, if people aren't aware of, is housed in a two-level aquarium smoker, so it has glass doors, and it acquires a lot more attention than most other style barbecues.
You don't
just leave it, come back in 5-6 hours. It is attended to nonstop by a pit master. It's wood flamed, and they have water hoses to make to calm down the flame so it doesn't burn stuff, so it produces more smoke and stuff. But that is your Chicago style, and it is rib tips and hot links.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. Do you like a good rub or a good sauce?
Sometimes one leads to the other in a very beautiful way. It's a when it comes to meat and rubbing and stroking and things happen.
Things do happen.
Yeah. There is a time and a place for everything. I do not discriminate more often than not. I like always.
Same here. And I know people do a rub first and then they throw a little sauce on it too. So, I mean, it's a little bit of, you know, and I like the five spice. I like
the polite way. The polite way to enjoy barbecue. Yeah. If someone has slaved, especially Southside style Chicago, where it has to be attended to nonstop, and these guys are doing it for hours from like 4 a.m. so people have got their lunches ready, the correct and best way to do it probably would be to bite without sauce, to enjoy that bark and that snap and that flavor from the smoke and the rub, and then a bite with sauce.
Now I watch the show every week, but
Thank
what I told you I also did this time is And you can do this too. So if you're interested, like in a specific like category of dining, you can just Google that in on the site, and it'll pull everything that Elliot and Brittany have been to. And I did that, and I watched all your barbecue segments, and there was a ton of them.
We have done a lot of barbecue.
And what I love, and what I love about the show in general is, I mean, you're getting down to like watching how they make everything. And there's always a secret something that they don't want to give you the complete details to, which I totally respect.
We do too.
But you really focus on the people, and that's what actually really entices me to want to go there, because I want to see those people there.
I think again, you know, the beauty of Chicago food is we're a city of personalities. You know, you go to any neighborhood, any side of the city, any side of the surrounding burbs. The whole of Chicagoland has a particular way of saying things, of doing things, of kind of, you know, kind of personality. So we definitely focus on that. We are not just a food centric show. We are an entertainment show, and we love meeting the people of Chicago and telling their stories of how and why they make the food they make.
I have to imagine when you go out to eat, even sociably, you're kind of working a little bit in the back of your brain and kind of checking things out, right?
Sometimes I am. I very rarely switch. I mean, I just love food. I'm not a food critic. I'm not food trained in any sense. By trade, I'm a TV host. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I just happen to host a show about food, but I do love food. So yeah, there's always a, you know, man, this place would be kind of cool in the show.
But to me, if I go to a place and it doesn't matter where I'm at and I don't have a personal conversation with somebody, the person that's sitting me down, the person that's serving, the chef at some point, or maybe even the owner having a drink at the bar talking to him, or a bartender, I don't feel very connected to the place.
That's what happens at your multitude chain restaurants, right? Where it is a business. But when you go to the places that someone, it's a passion project, or it's their livelihood, or their entire family is connected to it, then they want you to have a good time because it reflects on them, and it means whether you're going to come back and buy another meal there. So it's important.
And believe me, I have my favorite places, and I try like I do not like going to chains. I like to explore those things, and I think that's the opportunity that you give people in Chicagoland. Is even when people come, you know, downtown. This is not a downtown show. This is downtown and the burbs. Very heavily focused on the burbs too, and it doesn't make, you know, a lot of people come downtown and they go to the places that they're familiar with because they're afraid to try something new, and they forget about all the neighborhoods in Chicago that you can actually explore and experience.
I was talking to a guy, you know, we often bump into fans when we're shooting. They don't know we're going there, and they're just like, oh my god, it's Chicago's best here, I love your show. And they a lot of them tell us the same thing, which is you know, we write down all the places that you highlight, and you know, we've driven past a place that's been on your show, we've never been there before, it's in our hood, and we're too scared to maybe walk through the door in case we get a bad meal. But you open up the door and you introduce us to the owners and you give us a good idea of what we should try when we're in there. So that's the beauty. That's makes me so happy when I bump into people and they tell us that, you know, they've tried somewhere that's been on the show.
And there's a lot of love that goes into barbecue.
There is nonstop love.
Yeah.
It is it's a passion thing for a lot of people, and a lot of time and effort spent into, you know, procuring the right meat, making a special rub that's specific to you, and that's generally a secret. Then you got to make the barbecue sauce. Then you got to have a pit master. Then you got to have the right equipment. Then it's the right temperatures for smoking for so many hours, and there is so much that goes into barbecue.
Now, you broke it down a little bit because, you know, I just kind of watched them randomly, and you got it like a South Side style. And I like that because this is where you're talking about there is something significant about Chicago barbecue. So let's start with Lem's barbecue.
Lem's, if you want to get down to basics and back to originals, if people haven't visited this the South Side institution, they really need to go. These are the family, the Lem family are the people who brought rib tips and hot links to Chicago.
It is all about rib tips. Yeah.
It
I
is.
Saw that.
This is, and that's those are the two cuts that are very synonymous with South Side style barbecue, with a two-level aquarium smoker, with the guy, you know, standing next to it, making sure that there's enough blend between fire and smoke. And rib tips, if no one's ever had rib tips, it's obviously the tip of the rib, but it's got a nice blend of chew and soft. There's some cartilage on there, there's a lot of fat on there, so it really withstands a good cook, and it also has great amount of flavor to it. And Lem's, like I said, is the original. It's the original house of the hot links and rib tips in Chicago. And the thing that not just that makes it special, it's their rub that they rub in before they cook it, and it's also their they have a vinegar sauce. So it's a vinegar-based sauce.
Yeah.
that's their barbecue sauce. And one of the things that the family told me while I was there is, you know, I was like, you know, why is it so sparse? And I like it because, you know, yeah. I like to have barbecue without.
Yeah, it's not very red.
It's very watery. It's very vinegary based. Yeah. And their whole thing is it's called barbecue. It's called barbecue sauce, not barbecue gravy. It should be an accompaniment. It shouldn't drown everything. You should be able to taste the barbecue. But that's
fair.
It's a historic spot. If you haven't tried it, if you've never tried Southside style barbecue, if you've never been to Lamb's, then that is the place to start on your Southside barbecue Chicago tour.
East 75th Street in Chicago, and then over on East around 47th Street, you got Uncle Jay's Barbecue.
Uncle Jay's. This is another classic Chicago style spot. Mac, who is the father-in-law of the owner of this spot, he was another original Southside guy. He had Uncle John's, which is a legendary place.
Yes.
That place closed down, and he passed on the rub. He passed on the aquarium smoker.
Continuing
the family tradition, yeah. And this place is killing it. They do, again, rib tips, hot links. Their sauce is slightly different. It's tomato-based, and it's slightly sweeter, and it's got a nice kick to it, but it's another institution with a family generational thing.
I like the sweet with a little kick. Mm-hmm. That stuff's good. Low and Slow, another way to cook. You've got South Moon Barbecue in Hinckley.
One of the very few places has been on our show twice. They were on our show for our 200th episode. The fans voted that we had to go back there, and there's good reason. Hinckley is a bit of a trek. I'm sure you got some fans in Hinckley who listen to this.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
Who probably either know about this place or driven past it, or people close to it.
Yeah.
It is. My God, it's worth the drive. This place is doing amazing hogwashed barbecue, great rubs, great flavor. And the other part that's really fun about going here is there's so many different toys and old TV memorabilia. You'd love it for that.
Yeah,
there's old TV memorabilia. Yeah. There's a little games room in back as well where you can play some arcade games. But the centerpiece, of course, is the barbecue, which has to be good in it. And it is. It's exceptional barbecue.
Yeah, but it's an experience.
It's a whole experience.
Yeah. Barbecue Supply Company in West Rogers Park.
This used to be called Rubs Backcountry Smokehouse. This is now Barbecue Supply Company. You'd have to ask Pitmaster Jared why they changed the name. I'm not quite entirely sure.
All right.
The recipes have stayed the same. There's no one of their taglines is like no electricity, only wood. It's got a fabulous rub again. The barbecue that they do there is sensational. Jared himself is such an enthusiastic barbecue aficionado that if he's there when he's working there, if he's not working the pit in the back, he will happily sit down and talk to you about, you know, the history of barbecue, about the cuts they use. You know, he's a very big St. Louis cut on the ribs, baby back ribs. He's a great guy to get in touch with, and also another quick shout out to somewhere else. Once you finish there, across the street on Western is the other Lickety Split, which is a great place to stop.
Oh, that's great for dessert. Of course, you want a little of that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Firewater in Lombard, Firewater Barbecue.
Firewater Barbecue. We like to throw out the love to, you know. I wanted to give you a list of places all over the place.
Yeah, no,
so
I
didn't want to just be on the south side or in the city. Yeah. So I'm in Lombard, Firewater Barbecue. This is a place that does another great hogwash. They have a really interesting way of doing their prep for their ribs. They do a wet rub first, so they blend hot sauce and mustard on the ribs first, and then they put on a dry rub on top of that. So you got
the mustard.
It gives you an extra like juicy layer underneath there, not just the crispy exterior of the bark as well. Great smoking. They finish it off with a hogwash halfway round as well, so it's got some good fatty taste to it, and it's a great spot. And Lombard's very lucky to have them.
Milt's Barbecue for the Perplexed. Is this the place, and I've never been there, but is this the place where they have kosher?
This is kosher barbecue.
Okay, all right.
If you ever wanted to experience something a little bit different.
Those things don't normally go together.
Right?
So this is
the only, that I know of, certainly in Chicago, is the only kosher barbecue joint. So there's no pork on the menu. You can get beef ribs, which are like the size of a small person. They're enormous. We did barbecue chicken mower there, which is outrageous. So if you're done on the pork, if you've done too many ribs recently, if you're overdone on pulled pork,
like a good barbecue chicken,
then the barbecue chicken there is pretty special. And the other beautiful part about this place is that 100% of the profits going to charity.
Oh, didn't catch that.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they have a different charity every month, and they donate all their profits to that. So it's a community-based organization. It's something completely different with the fact that it's kosher. And the barbecue there is super good.
And that's in Lakeview.
It is in Lakeview.
Lakeview.
It's on Broadway. I'm not entirely sure of the address, but if you go to chicagosbesttv.com or if you download our free app, then we have all the addresses. You can put it, locate it on the map, and you can just pump it up.
I know. It's a great way to do that on the app. I love that. You had a bunch of others that I found, too. Leon's Barbecue on South Archer.
It's an, this is another classic place.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. The Southside
style
barbecue.
A lot of Southside places, yeah.
It's another great place. They make their own links there, which some of the best links I've ever had. It's a great place. One of the employees actually bought the place from Leon a few years ago and is continuing on the tradition.
What makes a good link? Is it the spiciness of it? What is it like? What do you like about it?
I
love them.
The coarse grain of the pork, of the sausage meat itself has to be a nice blend of fat and meat ratio. Also the spice as well. Everyone has their own different, just like rubs, everyone has their own different spice blend in there, and it's the snap, right?
That's
sitting in that smoker for a good few hours, the snap, and then dipping it or dunking it in that barbecue sauce.
Dipping it. I have to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to have a slice of white bread on there as well.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course you do.
Head north to Hecky's Barbecue in Evanston.
Hecky's a great guy. This is another community, super community orientated dude. He loves his community. They named the street that Hecky's is on. It's an honorary Hecky Way because of the work he does in Evanston. Just great barbecue. Phenomenal sauce. The guy's a colorful character, and they've been doing it for years, so you know they do it well.
There's two I'm going to throw at you that are a little bit different. Lakeview's Flubadub Chubb's Hot Dog Emporium, because they put pork on a hot dog and they make all their own homemade barbecue sauce, right?
They do their own homemade barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I would not imagine pork in a hot dog, but it's in it probably,
No, you got the beef hot dog, and then they put pulled pork on top of that, and then they wrap it in bacon as well. It's crazy.
Man.
And then they slather it in barbecue sauce, so you look like an idiot while you're eating it. But this is a great old school mom and pop like hot dog joint. But they have got some fun twists, and that's certainly one of them. But that was a tasty takedown.
What about Goji? It's a Korean style barbecue in West Rogers Park. Because you're still getting barbecue. It's just a different style barbecue.
It's a different style barbecue. The fun thing about Korean barbecue is you do it yourself. So you sit at the table, they bring out the centerpiece, you've got your flames there over charcoal, and you can cook up your own meat to your own specifications. So it's going out but taking care of your own food, and that place has a wonderful reputation. They do some fabulous food, and they also own a couple of doors down. They also own their own Korean like karaoke bar. So
wow, cool.
It's super fun. So you can go and eat there, and then carry on the night by
go
walking a few doors down, cocktail, and do a little bit of singing.
Now these are true. I mean, you're true barbecue places from front to back,
because
you're getting pork, you're getting brisket, you're getting ribs, you're getting hot links, you're getting rib tips. Let me ask you this: when you're eating any of this barbecue stuff, what are your favorite sides?
My favorite sides, I generally have to get cornbread. Cornbread's
a
staple.
With you.
I
like to see some corn in there, too.
Sometimes I like to see
corn. I like
corn.
A little chunk of corn in there.
There's nothing more disappointing when you get cornbread that's super dry as
well.
Right. I like it super juicy and still warm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coleslaw guy, and the reason I'm a coleslaw guy is because I feel like it cleans up my palate a little bit. So when I'm going through the saltiness and the different tastes from the brisket to the sausage or to the ribs, I like something to cut down that flavor and the vinegar base and the kind of clean of the vegetable, the raw vegetables kind of cuts through. Beer helps as well, too, normally,
beer,
for me.
I would say beer with barbecue.
That's probably the best side.
Beans.
Beans are good. I like...
Because it depends how they do it. There's some really amazing beans. Like, I've seen some five bean combinations that are, like, crazy. Like, lima bean in there and all kinds of other stuff.
There are other places that are using off cuts and, like, burnt ends and stuff and sticking
and
in their beans.
In there.
That's just so tasty.
So those are those barbecue places.
Yeah.
And then there's rib places in Chicago. Like, people that just go there for ribs. They're steakhouses, but they focus on ribs and stuff. Twin Anchors is one of them. I'm sure you've
been
to Twin
Anchors. That's a classic,
It's a classic in Chicago. Smoke Daddy on West Division.
Yeah.
Have you done Smoke Daddy?
Not me personally, but I know of it.
Okay. All right. I'm a big fan of Gale Street.
We know that.
Yeah.
We've talked. You and I have talked plenty of times about Gale Street.
I'm going to go on a barbecue trip with you.
I'm going to take you on a barbecue
Gale
trip.
Street, and you're going to come to Gale Street and have some ribs because they're fabulous. Even when I'm in Wisconsin, like I'm trying to look for some good ribs. You think about Wisconsin. Okay. As far north as you can get, as far as the States, is there a good rib place? There's a great place called Mars Resort on Lake Como. They've got great ribs.
Really?
Like I will beeline it to get some ribs over there. I'm a rib guy. I'm a big rib guy.
There's just something very, yeah, very reassuring about, yeah, about comforting about eating a slab, yeah, of ribs or, yeah, getting any kind of barbecue.
Totally, totally. What's coming up on Sunday night show?
At Sunday night show, we've got an all-new episode. Yeah, tonight we've got an all-new episode. It's our breakfast episode, so we're hitting five different spots all over Chicagoland.
You just did breakfast sandwiches not long ago, I think. It was a breakfast sandwich episode that I really liked.
Was that?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't, but I saw it. I saw the feature on the little picture there that you were doing breakfast sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah.
My memory must be that bad.
It was just a blog. I don't know what it was.
I think we did our top 10 list. That's what
it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
It was the top 10 rated sandwiches, yes, as have been on our show and, yes, views on YouTube.
And there was
and
a
stuff.
Breakfast sandwich on there. Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
But yeah, we got breakfast show coming up this tonight. Some awesome spots. One spot. I'll give. Screw it. It's tonight. People will forget by this evening. I don't like to give away too many surprises, but we visit a place called Blondie's Diner, and they serve this awesome breakfast omelet called the Shut Up and Eat It, which is this is gonna be great fun. People should watch this and definitely go out and try it. So there's no ingredients in this. They will put in it whatever the hell they want to put in it.
Oh, so it's a surprise.
It's
when
a
it
surprise,
shows up.
And it's and they call it the Shut Up and Eat It. And the reason it's called that is because you will shut up, you will eat it, you'll pay, you will tip well, and then you'll get the hell out,
and you'll love it.
That's right.
And what is it called?
It's called the Shut Up and Eat It. That is, it's on the menu, and,
okay,
and obviously you give your dietary restrictions, so they don't, you know, yeah, they don't need to call an ambulance.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
apart from that, if you know, they will throw in whatever the hell they feel like.
I'm a breakfast guy. I can have breakfast for dinner, quite frankly.
I do it regularly.
So the dinner, I'm looking forward to catching that. And there's a place that, because I spend a lot of time in the summer up in Wisconsin, but we. Sometimes in the wintertime, we just go up to Kenosha, and there's a place called Frank's Diner, which I've talked about.
We've talked about this.
And they do the garbage plate.
Garbage is the business.
And it is. And it's I love it because, you know, you put whatever you want in there, but, hey, you know, I'd love some more coffee. It's on the stove.
Right.
You know, I love those places.
And I think we talked about this before. I don't know if I've mentioned love this, Frank's, though. If 11 o'clock on a Friday, they do shots of tequila with the entire clientele.
With the group. Uh-huh. With the, love Kevin and his wife. They're a fabulous place. Before I let you go, I always want to mention this stuff. You're tirelessly an advocate of animals, one tail at a time. Dog, mm-hmm, rescue is one of the big ones. Tell me what's kind of happening with all that.
We've got a bunch of different stuff going on. I play such an insignificant part. I generally
you've
feel
made me aware of it.
Well, I did a good thing.
Okay,
we're part of a bigger organization now, which is called CRISP, which is Chicagoland Rescue Intervention Support and Prevention. What we do is we literally pitch up outside animal care and control, and we try and divert dogs from even going in the facility because there's a huge overcrowding issue in there at the moment, and also there's the canine flu and kennel cough. So dogs that go straight in there are at risk.
Are doomed.
And now what CRISP does, I think there's a misconception. I think a lot of people think that people who give up their animals are doing it because they're horrible people. More often than not, it's because they don't have the money to pay for vet bills.
That's true.
They are being evicted by their landlord, or they're being told by their landlord that they can't have pets anymore, those kind of things. So what CRISP does is they assist them. They try and prevent them from even leaving the family. If they need medical support for vet bills, they will help. If they need training for the dog rowdy, then we help with that too. The very last means that we have is to either relinquish it and send it into animal control, or we try and put it into foster, then going into one of the other rescues that are part of this group. So that's an amazing thing that's happening right now.
And with the website for those folks?
The website is actually through OneTail. So it's onetail.org. /CRISP.
And of course, your Facebook page has all that good stuff.
My Facebook page has a bunch of different stuff. I'm actually going to a dog wedding in a couple weeks' time.
Fantastic.
It's another organization I work
with. I like that.
Called Live Like Roo, who help with people who have dogs who are suffering with cancer. They send care packages, and again, they help with medical support. But it's the founder, Sarah Locke. Her dog, whose name is Cheese, is marrying a friend's dog called Bill. It's a fundraiser.
It's nice.
Dave, this is where my life is going to. I'm going to dog weddings.
Yes. Are you officiating?
I am not officiating.
Okay.
I'm merely a guest. I think I'm being invited as a guest because I'm hoping I'm bringing a nice gift or something.
Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 tonight on WGN-TV and all over CLTV as well. And you got to check out the app, especially when you're trying to find a place to eat. They'll give you the quick shot of all these fabulous restaurants and the people in them as well. Thanks as always, man.
Dude, I always love coming in. Let's do it more often.
We're going to do it over the summer. We're going to do some sweet stuff. We're going to do some alfresco. and we'll see you then.
Cool.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, have a good morning.
Oh, you're opening for Rosemarie.
I know that. That's so cool. That's in the
legend.
Off my bucket list. You know, the other morning I opened for Rosemarie, you know, Dick Van Dyke. And,
nice.
I'm sure she's going to appreciate this as a lead-in.
Well, she's coming up next after the news on 720 WGN.